We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition President Janet Nichols as we get set for Veterans Day activities November 11th. It'll be on Veterans Day this year, not as it hasn't been in years past. Veterans Day fell on Sunday last year, and so this year it does fall on a Monday, making sure that everybody can be there in attendance. And there's a lot of activities outside of the parade as well. There's a breakfast that morning.
That's right, at the American Legion. There is a breakfast. I believe it starts at 7:30. Veterans are free. So if you're a veteran, just come on over. Have some, I think it's usually biscuits and gravy. We got a great crew who's been doing it for quite a while who puts that on. It's $5 for anyone else who wants to go. And it's a nice time. It's a good way to start your day. You get some warm food in you before you head over to the parade, which it'll also be warm that day, I'm predicting. So that's at the American Legion. And usually it's a really nice time, and we have a fair amount of our coalition there as well helping out. So you can buy tickets at the door. If you want to buy tickets ahead of time, you can contact me at the chamber. I've got tickets too. So, yeah.
Great. And, I'm sure that's a very popular part of the whole day, especially with the veterans getting up early, and they take part in everything anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's a long, wonderful day. Wonderful day. When it's about 2 o'clock, you're just like, whew. I'm done. So we'll be going starting there. Then the parade's at 9:30. Another aspect of the parade that I forgot to bring up earlier is it looks like we're going to have some static displays there. And it's been I know that in the past there has been static displays, but it has been a very long time. And it's kind of exciting when the commanding general of the 1st ID is a former armor officer and head of the armor school, then he says, hey, let's put a tank on Points Avenue. So we've worked really hard. We've had a ton of support from the city. We've worked with Public Works, and we've also worked with RCPD to make that happen. I have to say we are waiting on some final approval from KDOT, but I am confident that we will have a tank and some other military vehicles in front of City Park. The tank is hopefully going to be parked at the entrance. They're transporting out from Fort Riley on a truck that literally has 40 wheels to disperse the weight. It's, you know, like it's a 63,000-pound vehicle. It's a little big, a little heavy. So it took a lot of work to navigate and to navigate it literally from Fort Riley, and then to navigate the streets and figure out when and how to get it to downtown Manhattan. But so that's been really an interesting process, but it's been great working with First ID and with the city and with RCPD to make that happen.
So will they bring it in on a trailer, or they won't drive it in town?
No. Okay. No. The issue, you know, it's so heavy. The interstates are designed to carry vehicles of that weight. The issue getting it here, the asphalt can be displaced from not really when it's going straight, but when it turns.
That makes sense.
And then, so the reason for the placement on City Park is that entrance is a cement pad. And so they're going to, block off traffic for a little bit, back that tractor trailer up, wheel the tank off, and then the trailer will be parked on the west side of City Hall on 12th Street, right across. Mm. And that's probably a really cool vehicle also to look at to see how they do it. And so there's members of the sustainment brigade who do this for a living, who that's what they do is transport big vehicles. They'll be bringing it over at O'Dark 30 sometime on Veterans Day. Okay. And so there'll be a crew there all day watching it. They'll have to wait till later in the day to take it back. And so, we've had some really generous donations. The USO has helped getting them some coffee and donuts. We're going to bring them some breakfast from our breakfast. We've had a donation of lunch for them so that we're taking care of those guys who are working on a day off so that we could have this parade. We also are going to have First ID leading off the parade as we always do. So that's exciting as well.
That's awesome. It's going to be a great day of activities. I was looking ahead here, and mind you, forecasts change. this is AccuWeather's outlook for November 11th, and they're saying 57 and drizzle in the morning, followed by a little rain in the afternoon. So that can change.
That can change. Hey, 57, you know, the past 2 years, in all honesty, I couldn't feel my feet for about 2 hours after the parade. It was so cold. So, I'm, you know, 57, I'll take it. You know, even with a little bit of drizzle, you know, I won't do my hair that morning. I'll live with the frizz.
Very good. Again, November 11th is Veterans Day. That's when all the activities are taking place. And you mentioned here this is the culmination of all the activities. This might be an opportunity for some of the veterans maybe who aren't in the coalition to learn more about it and maybe become a member.
Absolutely. You can contact me at the Chamber of Commerce. My email is super easy. It's janet@manhattan.org. You could also go to our website, flinthillsveterans.org, or you can call me at the chamber, 785-776-8829, if you want more information. And like I said, we're after the parade, we'll probably have one more meeting, and then we don't meet up till March, but we really do start planning. That's the bulk of what we do, is planning this event. We fundraise, we plan, we work with obviously the city, RCPD, we work with the county as well, and with the 1st Infantry Division. We have a really great crew. And again, I have to thank the city and RCPD for their support and help on making this happen. We really, truly could not do it without their support, and the county as well. Riley County is great also. So thanks to all those groups for helping us make this happen. And to all of our sponsors and supporters and volunteers, it truly is a community effort from the ground up. It's just a great day.
It certainly is. It's a wonderful event. You guys do a good job with it. Appreciate you coming on and chatting with us about it, and we look forward to another great Veterans Day.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus on this Friday. Let's take a look at what we've got coming up on Monday morning. We're going to be talking with the Riley County Historical Society, and we'll be talking with Cheryl Collins, and Michelle Hobb will come in also towards the end of the program with Metal Art previewing Hogtoberfest.
Mm-hmm. All right. We do want to remind our listeners also on the Veterans Day commemorative program that will be broadcast live here on News Radio KMAN and will be featured online as well. So, Blueville's Horticulture Hints comes up next. Derek and I will be talking about some things you can do with your lawn and your landscape and some other things, horticulturally speaking.